Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 79 of Art Talk, and today I have a conversation with horse lover, curator, and owner of Paard Verzameld, Joyce ter Horst. So let me introduce you to Joyce. She's the owner of Paard Verzameld, Equinart Services, founder of Paard Verzameld, has a lifelong passion for horses, and her academic and professional experience enabled her to make this platform with the many services she offers for artists, collectors, and horse lovers. So welcome, Joyce. And congratulations, by the way, with 8 years already anniversary, right?
Yeah, thank you very much, Karin.
I have a quote for you of an artist known for his paintings of horses. "I feel as a horse must feel when the beautiful cup is given to the jockey," Edgar Degas. What does it say to you about the relationship between a horse and its jockey or the owner, this quote?
I think this quote highlights the special bond between a horse and its rider, his owner, his jockey in this case. And even though I wasn't familiar with the quote, I have to say, so I had to let it sink in for a minute when you said we're going to speak about this quote, have a think about, you know, what it means to you. And it says everything about the bond between a horse and its human in this case. So,
and a human, yeah. And to me, it was very important because Degas doesn't ride horse, but he paints them. Mm. So would you say that as a painter or drawer, you need to be with the horse to actually be able to capture it, the essence of what a horse is, to get a certain likeness of the animal and understand what a horse is?
I think if you ask me personally, I think it's the most important thing to be able to walk up to the horse, feel it, sniff it, touch it, you know, and get the real sense of the animal that you're gonna portray in your art. I think a reference photo is fine to use, of course, but keep it as a reference, what it's meant for, just to be sure about certain things in the anatomy. But, you know, if you have the chance, go and sit with the horse in the field, bring your sketchbook and do it from life as it should be done, I think. So,
I agree. So let's talk about the word or the words Paard Verzameld. And you started this in 2016.
Yeah.
What does Paard Verzameld mean?
Paard Verzameld means horse in Dutch.
Of course.
Well know, as a fellow Dutch woman. Verzameld is collected. Mm-hmm. So loosely translated, it would mean collected horse, the horse collected. And I thought when I started 8 years ago, not thinking how would this ever translate in English or any other language. You know, this is a pun, basically, a double entendre. For people who like horses, like art, understanding what I do, collecting the horse, basically. But also a nod to dressage as a term that's used for, a term that's used in dressage. So it's now you ask me, it's so normal for me to think, oh yeah, Paard Verzameld, but it's been... I think it's the most asked question in the last 8 years of me doing this. Like, Paard Verzameld, isn't it time to change the name of the platform? Because what does it mean? But I've noticed, and it gives me great joy to listen to artists that I work with from different nationalities that try to pronounce it in their own special way, making it something that's for me so recognizable. So no plans to change the name. Paard Verzameld. I think it still sounds good. Yeah.
It sounds terrific to me. It's given what you do, it's also a collection of services you offer in relation to horses, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And in that sense, you are curator.
Mm.
So, curator. I have heard so many people, I'm a curator, and they just put together something. I had a conversation earlier in another podcast with an art historian who's also a curator, and she said, curating actually takes a long time.
Mm.
You have to really do your research. It can take years. How is that for you? Can you explain to the listeners a bit about what it means and entails to curate a show, for instance? You had one last year in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful Manege.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The Hollandse Manege.
The Hollandse Manege. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to talk about the Dutch Equine Art Fair, as it's called, a little bit later maybe. But curating for me, when I started Paard Verzameld these 8 years ago, it started as a platform for equine art, equine artists. That first year I spent interviewing artists that I admired or that I came across or I wanted to know more about. So I visited studios, exhibitions, and really get into that equine artist community. With the feedback I received after that first year, listening to all these beautiful stories and the experiences of these artists, I thought the feedback was, I'm in this bubble, I'm in this isolated studio. Mm-hmm. So for me, starting a collective was the next step. And where I'm going with this, curating wise, I've been working with most of these artists for the last 8 years. So curating grew organically. I've got a background in art. I studied illustration. So I share that sort of base knowledge with the artists that I work with. I understand where they're coming from. So curating for me starts with a good relationship with the artist. Get to know them, get to know what makes them tick, where the interests lie. Curating basically for me starts with a concept of design. So a thought about an exhibition, a theme, a subject, which with me it's easy because it will always be a horse as a subject. But anything from finding a good location with the right ambience, contact with your suppliers, your carpenter, the builders, graphic design, social media, communication and marketing, and of course selecting the work with the artist, preferably. All that for me is curating. So it's a total package. It's not just like you said, you know, throwing together this show and hope for the best. It's something that grows in my mind, possibly how it's going to look, envision it, and just making it work, putting the pieces together as a total package. Yeah. A long answer to a very simple question. But.
Well, it sounds simple, but it isn't that simple, right?
Mm.
I mean, I have in the past, I helped curating a show. You really have to make a decision what the theme is, what artists fit in that. Is their work actually good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is it professional enough? Because when you do this, you really draw in also people who can mean more for you in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as the curator, build also your own name as curator of, in this case, Paard Verzameld.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are a lot of people in the Netherlands who love horses and in the world. It's a noble animal. So It is.
It is, yeah.
So it is really important to see how this actually works and what comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this all on your own.
Yeah, I do. It's a one-woman show still.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it to be a one-woman show because...
Yeah, I'm a bit hesitant to say it's a one-woman show because you do this... it is also teamwork, of course, with mm-hmm. with all the people that I just named, you know, from people that you work together in partnerships with, like the Hollandse Menesje or the Paardenkamp in Soest. You know, I've got a few partners in that, but it's also teamwork, of course, with all the artists that I work with. Everybody plays a very important part. So, yes, it's a one-woman show, but with a lot of help or teamwork from the people around me. Yeah,
amazing. So you said that this equine art is a niche, but if you look through art history, so many people painted and sculpted art. It seems really at the forefront of a lot of artists. Why is it a niche, do you think, or is it a niche?
Is it a niche? I think, of course, horses have been around for centuries in art. If you look at art history, if you look at the, it's probably not considered art, but the cave drawings in France, all the way down to modern day artists who use the horse as a subject. I think the niche is in how horses are portrayed now. I think centuries ago, horses were much more important for everyday living, agriculture, warfare, you know, you name it, sports, recreation.
Traveling.
Yeah, also, of course. But it was a different, the horse was in a part of life in a different way, so it was also portrayed in a different way. Nowadays, horses are much more considered a companion, you know, part of the family. They are used in therapy, in coaching, still sports and recreation, of course. But the client's wishes reflect that, basically, the way that horses are portrayed now. It's much more as you would have your yearly school picture with the kids. You know, they want to have a lasting momentum or memento of the horse that's important in their lives. And it's a difference, I think. I call it niche because I get that feedback as well from my artists, that this is still considered very much the in Dutch you say de vreemde eend in de buit. I don't know what the
strange dog.
Yeah, the weird duck in the pond. I don't consider it being a niche or not being a niche in a negative or positive way. It's just something, you know, it feels like it's different than it used to be years and years ago.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can also see that it will come back, given all the climate change, etc., and people getting more aware of how we should live, etc.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. It is interesting. I found, because Leonardo da Vinci is one of my favorites, and he was apparently commissioned a horse, so you already had a commission, but that needed to be a sculpture.
Yeah,
and he never finished it, but he made a self-appointed drawing of a horse. And that's it. That's all we know from Da Vinci.
It has that sculpture. It has been realized.
Not by him.
Not by him, no.
No.
In recent years.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a shame that we didn't speak about this before, because I could have stunned you with the it's there and it's built and or it's made by.
Well, tell it. Tell me.
No, I don't have the I don't have the date with me.
Oh, okay.
But I know we've used it in one of our masterclasses. Our tutor made a presentation about it. It's actually there in real life now.
Wow. I know they have done this with more of his inventions.
Mm-hmm.
They rebuild or they build them from the sketches he made.
Yeah.
So this is more a question that is, I don't know, we see. So can you explain me then, you had your first Dutch equine art fair. And how do you...